Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we are pursuing a study of Paul's epistle to the Galatians, and we have come in chapter 3 to the heart of the issue, which is that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, something that the Galatians were abandoning after having first embraced that truth, being pressured, or at least we might say seduced into doing so by certain false teachers who were questioning Paul's authority and Paul's message and so forth. And so Paul is writing this epistle to correct the Galatians, to call them back to the true message of the gospel, to call them back to the truth that justification is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And he comes to the place in chapter 3 where he supports his argument by appealing to Abraham and his justification. And the simple question is, how was Abraham justified? By works or by faith? This is vitally important because, among other things, because the Galatians are the people of God because of the promise that was made to Abraham. Because in him shall all the families, all the nations of the earth be blessed. And so there is a connection between Abraham and all true believers, whether Jew or Gentile. It all grows out of that promise that God made to Abraham. And so Paul appeals to that in chapter 3, verse 6, when he says, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And in that statement, Paul is quoting from Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6. It is a quotation. It is a text of Scripture. He is appealing to his text. How do we know how Abraham was justified? Well, because the Bible tells us how he was. The Bible says this, and you go back to Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6, and we read, oops, and I'm in chapter 16, I have to turn the page back to chapter 15 and verse 6, and he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. The first he is Abraham, the second he is God. And he, Abraham, believed in the Lord, and he, God, accounted it to him for righteousness. Now that comes before chapter 17, where Abraham is given the covenant of circumcision, or is given a covenant, the sign of which is circumcision. So the Judaizers, who are saying that it's necessary to be circumcised and to follow the law of Moses in order to be saved, are mistaken, and Abraham becomes a very important demonstration of the truth, a very important illustration of the truth. Let's go back to Abraham. I started to say let's go back to the beginning, but of course that's not the beginning. The beginning goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden and the promises which God made to Abraham and Adam and Eve there. And they believed God, and their righteousness was upon the basis of faith. But Abraham is conspicuous, and it's spelled out in the life of Abraham and the scriptures that pertain to Abraham so clearly. And so this is the truth. Abraham was saved by faith, just as Abraham believed God, and it, that is his faith, was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, Paul deals extensively with this in Romans chapter 4, that whole chapter. Well, the first part of the chapter, the main part of the chapter, deals with Abraham's faith And then a shorter section of that chapter deals with David's faith. And the message is the same in both cases. How was Abraham justified, according to Romans chapter 4? By faith. How was David justified, according to Romans chapter 4? By faith. How was Abraham made righteous? By imputed righteousness, which was reckoned to him when he believed in God. How was David made righteous? By imputed righteousness, which was reckoned to him when he believed God. Go back and study Romans chapter 4, and you will find that that is so. And in Romans chapter 4, you basically have these statements. Number one, faith believes divine promises. That's Romans 4, 3, 4, and 5. Now, faith overcomes human obstacles. That's Romans 4, the latter part of the chapter. Faith produces visible evidences, verses 10 and 11. Obedience and perseverance, what our forefathers used to call evangelical obedience. It's not that there is no works, no fruit involved at all. That, of course, is the opposite error. We are so prone to go to one extreme or the other. But it is that faith justifies, and then out of faith flows a changed life. And it's not the works that flow out of the changed life that justifies before God. It is our faith in the promises of God that justifies before God. The works are the result of the transforming power of the Holy Spirit and the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And of course there are works, but the works are the result, not the cause. We're not saved because of works. We have works because we have been saved. Do you understand that? We're not saved because of works. We have good works because we have been saved. The works flow out of our salvation. And so, Abraham was justified by faith, not works, just like the Galatians were justified by faith, not works. And Paul kind of brings this argument to a conclusion in verse 7, when he says, faith it is, therefore, that identifies the children of Abraham. Galatians 3:7, therefore, know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. Only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. Now, that strikes a blow at the Judaizers. That strikes a blow at all the Jews, particularly those who have rejected Jesus as their Messiah, and who are certain that they are saved, that they are recipients of God's blessing, because they are the physical descendants of Abraham, and because they have been circumcised, and because they are keeping the Mosaic law. But the question is not, are you a physical son of Abraham? The question is not, have you been circumcised? The question is not, do you keep the Mosaic dietary laws? The question is, do you have the kind of faith that Abraham had? Abraham, who believed the promises of God, and his faith was counted to him for righteousness. Do you have that kind of faith? Then, if you do, you are a son of Abraham. But, of course, a Gentile who has that kind of faith is also a son of Abraham. It has nothing to do with your Jewishness. So don't come along, you Judaizers, and tell these Gentiles that now that you believed in Christ, you've got to be circumcised, you've got to have a Mosaic diet, you've got to keep the feast days if you're going to really be the people of God. Nonsense! That's not what makes people the people of God, or another way of putting it, that's not what makes people sons and daughters of Abraham, recipients of the promises that were made to Abraham. The promises of salvation, the promises of spiritual blessing, the promises that in you, Abraham, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Who gets in on those promises? Those who have the faith of Abraham. Galatians 6:7. Therefore know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. And so Paul moves from the personal question in the first part of chapter 3, how did you Galatians gain acceptance with God, to the more general one, who are the people that God accepts? And how are they accepted? Or another way of putting it, who inherits the Abrahamic blessing made to Abraham clear back in Genesis chapter 12? Who are the recipients of this Abrahamic blessing? Let's read that promise. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, who gets included in that promise, in those blessings that were given to Abraham and extended through Abraham to all the families of the earth? Who is a recipient of those promises? The physical descendants of Abraham who keep the law? Nope. Is it the physical descendants of Abraham who keep the law, or the spiritual descendants of Abraham who exercise faith? How can you identify the sons and daughters of Abraham, the ones who really are the inheritors of this promise, the ones who really inherit the spiritual blessings promised to Abraham? Who are they? How do you identify them? How do we know who they are? They are identified by faith, because they are the ones who exercise faith like Abraham exercised. You have to read verses 6 and 7 of Galatians 3 together. Verse 6 says, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. Now that's pretty plain. Who are the true children of Abraham? Those who exercise faith in the promises of God. Who are the inheritors of the salvation? The salvation promises that God made to Abraham and to his seed? All those who by faith believe the promises of God in regard to salvation through Jesus Christ. Those who are of faith, not physical descent, are the true sons and daughters of Abraham. Those who believe God and who are entering into the promises of God by faith like Abraham did, not the ones who are relying upon works. Those are the ones who are the true seed of Abraham. And so the question, dear friend, is, are you a child of Abraham? Are you a child of Abraham? You say, well, no, I'm not a Jew. Listen, you better be a child of Abraham, or you're not a Christian. You better be a child of Abraham, or you're not an inheritor of the spiritual blessings that God gave to Abraham. You better be a child of Abraham, or you're not going to heaven. Are you an inheritor of the Abrahamic blessing? You are, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. If you have the faith of Abraham, a faith that believes the divine promises, a faith that overcomes human obstacles, a faith that manifests visible evidences of God's working in the life, to be sure, but a faith that is relying upon Christ and Him alone for salvation. If that is your situation, then you are a child of Abraham. If you acknowledge your need of salvation and seek mercy in Jesus Christ, you are a child of Abraham. If you are endeavoring to be saved any other way, then you are no son or daughter of Abraham, and you are no inheritor of the spiritual blessings of Abraham, and you are not going to be in heaven unless you acknowledge your error and come to believe in salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Until tomorrow, good day. May God give you His eternal peace.